So do you remember the second area that this symposium is going to instruct us on how we can be obedient to the heart, to that pattern of teaching? Brother Terry McKercher will discuss that with us now in the part, Forgive One Another Freely.
Did you know that we are all original authors? No, it's true. All the time, we write fiction. How so? Well, we as people, we hear facts, and usually it's just small facts. So about a certain situation, we might get one small fact. Now, in order for us to process it and understand it, we naturally start to write a story. We fill in all the details of probably what led up to that fact. We think about who was probably involved, what their motivations were, maybe even where it's headed. But it's all fiction. It is just a story. But for some reason now that we wrote a story, we feel pretty good about it. We feel as though our story's accurate. And even though there might have only been one small fact, the story we wrote now is a fact. But that's not the case. And sometimes these stories that we can write can actually cause us to be offended, or maybe others we relate these stories to. Now, granted, not every time that we're offended, it's because we wrote a story. Sometimes we have a legitimate cause for complaint. But what's interesting is that Jehovah doesn't distinguish between the two. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 and read verse 13 and see what direction Jehovah gives us here. That's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. It reads, continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely, even if anyone has a cause for complaint against another. Just as Jehovah freely forgave you, you must also do the same. Do you see here? It's not optional. In that last sentence, it says, you must also do the same. Not maybe we should, or if the person is begging for forgiveness and we're a really generous person, then we forgive them. It doesn't put any clarifiers on it. It just says that we must forgive them. And Jehovah has a lot of free speech when it comes to this area. For thousands of years, he has been forgiving humans. You think of the Israelites and all the times they betrayed him. Or how about the nations with the immorality, the violence? You think about the false gods they've created. There's a lot of reasons for Jehovah to be offended. But he continues to forgive people. It isn't just times past. You think of us. We're all here faithfully worshiping Jehovah, trying to make him proud. But do we live up to his standards perfectly? Do we sometimes, maybe at work or school or wherever, we make a mistake and maybe provide a not-so-great witness for Jehovah? Of course we do. We all do, and yet Jehovah forgives us time and time again. And we have other great examples as well. Look at Jesus. On his dying moments on a torture stake, he prays for the people that did this to him to be forgiven. Or think of Peter. Peter betrayed Jesus, 3 times denying he even knew him, and yet Jesus freely forgave him. Now, granted, you might say, well, come on, that's Jehovah, that's Jesus. You know, of course, they're perfect. They can forgive at that level. But even Stephen, when he was being stoned to death, he prayed for Jehovah not to hold this sin against these people. Aren't those amazing accounts? And I don't know about you, but when I think of the things to forgive, you know, murder, betrayal, torture, they're pretty high up on my areas where I might struggle a little bit in forgiving someone. So when you think about the things that we have to forgive each other for, aren't they minor? Don't they seem so insignificant now? Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13 and just read the first portion there. It says, continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely. What does that imply? It implies we're probably going to need some patience. And it's not going to be you forgive this brother once, maybe twice, and then they're going to behave. No, it's going to happen regularly. And we're going to have to be able to just continue to let these things go. The thing is about us is We all have these annoying little personality habits, these little quirks in our personality. Now, for some reason, when it comes to our own, we feel as though, you know, they're not that bad, and people understand me, they know where I'm coming from. But for some reason, other people's personality quirks are a little grating. I wonder why that is. Is it possible that we're a little biased? That we overlook our quirks a little too easily and hold others to account a little bit more? Well, no doubt. So really, when offenses are minor, and the vast majority of them are, wouldn't it be better for us to just let them pass by? Now granted, when it comes to serious wrongdoing, that's not the case. You know, if it's something that's really going to damage the congregation or relationships or put someone's spirituality at risk, it's important that we try and help our brother. Get the elders involved, try and make sure there's peace and regain our brother and sister. But that's pretty rare. The vast majority of the time, they're always small, even if they hurt us. And it's best just to let them go. Tolerance, when we're tolerant, it really helps us to prevent us from writing these hurtful stories. It makes it so much easier for us when we're tolerant to keep an open mind and an understanding personality. Let's turn our attention to a demonstration and see how Brother Faithful responds when Brother Love, a friend of his, appears to have let him down.
This really irritates me. Brother and Sister Love said they were going to pick me up. I've been waiting here for half an hour already. You know, I've heard they've done this to others in the hall, too. You know, that's not very Christian of them. I'm just going to take the bus.
If this happened to you, how would you feel? What kind of story would you have written? Would it be similar to Brother Faithful's? Well, let's see what happens next. Brother Faithful gets to the meeting late, and as he walks in, he sees Brother Love there, sitting at the back of the hall. Sister Love isn't with him. As he walks by, he glares at him. But then he realizes Brother Love's been crying. So after the meeting, he approaches him. Let's see what happens.
Brother Love, did you forget about me this evening?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We received some bad news today, and I totally forgot about you. All I could remember is that I needed to be here at the meeting tonight.
Do you feel like talking about it?
Well, we went to the doctor's this afternoon, and my wife, she found out she's seriously ill. After that news, there was no way she was going to make it to the meeting today. So she made me come for the both of us. To be truthful, I really don't want to be here tonight, but that's what she wanted. And then to make matters worse, I forgot about you.
No worries, my dear brother. You know what, I'll tell you what we'll do is maybe this weekend I'll come over and bring one of the other brothers, if you folks feel up to it, and then we'll see what we can do to be of help.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't know what we would do without patient brothers like you, Brother Faithful. You sure are a blessing.
Indeed, knowing the facts behind a certain type of behavior or event can totally change our story. Now, we, like Brother Faithful, will at times, something's going to happen. We can't stop ourselves from writing stories, but when they happen, and when we realize that this is kind of hurtful, it's upsetting me, and I don't know the whole story, how much better it is for us to just take a step back, realize we only have a little bit of information, how much better it would be for us to be patient and tolerant, be understanding with our brothers and sisters, so we can always keep that strong relationship. The attitude of Brother Faithful and brothers and sisters like them in our congregations is really described for us at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Please turn with me there. It's 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. It says, "Do not pay back injury for injury or insult for insult. Instead, repay with a blessing, for you were called to this course so that you might inherit a blessing." So that's what we're supposed to do. That's what Brother Faithful did. He did not pay back injury for injury. When it comes to, you know, small children, oftentimes when someone hurts them, that's their initial reaction, to hurt back. But that's a child, And as we grow up and as we become adults, functioning adults, mature Christians, loving Christians, is that the type of behavior we want to have? Of course not. We want to be patient. We want to be understanding. We want to think the big picture of what's important. We want to be in a congregation where everyone gets along and everyone's loving and everyone's just letting things go. When it comes to freely forgiving one another, it requires humility. So there's a good habit we can all get into. All of us have an incident probably we could think of where we offended somebody else. One we're maybe a little ashamed of. Something we'd like to forget. But you know what we might do? Is keep that at the tip of our brain. So the next time someone offends us and we get all emotionally charged, to think of the time when we offended somebody else and how ashamed we were and how that brother and sister forgave us. That will motivate us to forgive our brother and sister. And really, when it comes down to it, do we think we catch all the times that we offend others? It's highly unlikely. Many times, no doubt, we're walking along, offending people left, right, and center, and have no idea it even happened. Why? Because they didn't bring it up. Because they let it go. Can you imagine if they didn't? Can you imagine if every time you made a mistake, someone was calling you to account, they were coming for their pound of flesh? How would you feel? Would you look forward going to the kingdom hall? Would you feel it's this positive, encouraging, spiritual environment? Or when you went there, would you be afraid to even speak up? You just say, hi, how are you doing? And that's about it. It wouldn't be very deep relationships because we'd be afraid of getting ourselves in more trouble. No, that's not the congregation we want to be a part of. When it comes down to it, our brothers and sisters are regularly forgiving us. And we forgive them. But there's an opportunity for us all to just step up our game a little bit more. To just let that many more things kind of fly through. And we just freely forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgiving one another, too, isn't just come down to the words that we use and, you know, I forgive you. And maybe in our minds we say, I forgive them. But it comes to our actions as well. So before the so-called sin, we behaved a certain way. Maybe we were close with them. We gave them big hugs at the meeting. We talked to them on the phone regularly and had them and their family over to our house on a regular basis. Well, after we forgive someone, there should be no change in behavior. So that hug shouldn't be a little less tight. We shouldn't spend a little less time with that individual where they can maybe sense that something's changed, but they don't know what. No, we want to really strive to make sure that we are consistent, that we throw these sins in the past just as Jehovah does with us. So brothers and sisters, we're all going to write stories. We can't stop it. But we can all be cognizant that we are writing them and that the vast majority of them have very little facts in them. So let's do our best to try and write more positive stories and to follow the great example of our loving God, Jehovah, and be freely forgiving each other.